بی خواهی خیلی بابا هم اصلی نفتمون خون. So the question is, how can it be? How can the past be osea? The moment he's meeting the Shusekdesh, so he's eating the chum, then when he's masik with these 18. So it's already not eating the Hekdesh, it's already eating the chum. Aber Rav Poppe, hoche batzi shlomi maski. Weil liebe der Rabbi Jude, do am Hekdesh beschädigt Mischaleil, במזית איר מישראל, במזית מיתאים אלוהי, קיבלו אבם אירו, ולוחת מחור. So שלום נאמה, קיבן, דילם אבם אירו, because it's not קודשי הרישם. So where there is no מילה, so then it's not איץ מחור. So במילה, in other words, the Gemara is only mentioning an example where the איצי הקדש, the איצי that were originally הקדש, so even after he was the someone was made see the eating Yoshua Sekdesh, he did not become chum. So Shlom Name came not by Miller in your lap. So the Gemara asked, we call the Hirchad in Moal and Asi, Nafke Lichum, Votanye Kolan Shofim, is Afkon Muter, Chutz Meatze Asheiro, Veifra Hekdesh is also an exception. And the Yifra is also a male of Osea. But if you say, whenever you are male, so then it's Yetzer Lechum. So how could you have Yifra Hekdesh? It was Yetzer Lechum before it turned into Yifra. The moment you are made Yetzer Meshus Hekdesh, so it became converted to Chum. Omar Aron Bachome, that was this Braise that mentions that Yifra Hekdesh is a male of Osea, can be visualized in the case where there was no Hitzoy in Yoshua Sekdesh, when accidentally a Dleike occurred in Atzalash. When can it be Yetzer Lechum if there is Mila? So when can it be when can there be Mila if there is a Gavre, a voluntary agent who is made Sideitz Atzi Hekdesh from Yoshua Sekdesh? Then there is Mila and it's Yetzer Lechum. But suppose a fire breaks out in Atzi Hekdesh, so then there is no Mila, there is no Gavre who is Meitzi, the Eitzim of Hekdesh, Mirshus Hekdesh. So then, of course, it doesn't become Chum. So the Mila, then even the Eifer is also one. No, so they call it last night, like English means. Hashem Yoma, Beitzom Shetum Yudmizeh. Tamiu, Vitanye, Visomu Binachas, Visomu Kule, Visomu Shomifas. Visomu Binachas, Visomu Kule, Visomu Shomifas. That's in Rashi. Now, from Rashi's Loshim, as I mentioned before, it's Mashma, that he explains the Gemore, that Hekdesh, so Zemezegirim is also, not because Zemezegirim Muter is based upon Bittul, and Hekdesh there is no Bittul, so maybe Zemezegirim is also but because of Chum and Hekdesh. Teirun Masai Milkach Lechirem Shekolo Vinivar Yisrael. Va'u Mo Al Amasi, Mechayot Kol Vinivar, Vechol Dovo Shein Bidush Esaguf, Tim Behemo, Shein Yishol Kol Mokli, Shein Yishol Eskib Shem Mo Al Peyot Lechum, Vitna Mimei Lachameo Vinivdoshi, Elo Behemo Kushom Yidovar, Avo Kol Vinivar Achrile, Mimila Nisheino, Navke Lechum, Vitaimu Nimiu Lechomo Keim Lechino Shemishkale Mishikdoshose, והמה יפס אסור, או קיבים שנוס מהפס, או יעס חום. דייצים, הוא יצא לחום before the עסק. בעצי שלומי, שהתפיסו מדי שלומי, למיכו, how can, so, how can be שלומי, שלומי, מדהים כן בשלומי. The answer is where he was מגדיש, עצי, לדוש השלומי, לדוש הסדומים of שלומי. So she tweets on the Shlomim and Meichon, when he came with Meir, Shlomim. So the Dushes Domi of Shlomim is the same. So the Meile is a Kochim Kali, just as the Ebehim of Shlomim is Kochim Kali. So if one is Matris 18 with Dushes Domi of Shlomim, so it's also Kochim Kali, and there is no Meile. Kochim Kali, Meile, Meile, Lach Kochim Kali, Shem, Tchenebe, Shekul, Mubayu, Bin, Kovei, Aben, Lach, Azekas Domi, Esayim, Bissu, Amir, Vichiv, Alay, Umimir, Udi, Meate, Misach, Esmi. So of course there is a Nisa, Amoye, but there is no Meile. Since there is no Meile, so it's not Yitzel, Lechum. מעליב את רבי יהודה, פה שאומר רב חיזה בדושים לבי זו מהם למי ומסחר עוד להם למי, לא זכו מהיו קצת בשלומי, שהם תגידו כמי זה נהדש, לא רבו מי לבי, וכן אמה הבו מוצר מנה ואחר, שורה שסלת בגמור הקודם, given another example, כי שסי כמי זה להסכינו, so then there is no mirror, just a reset of mirror, but there is no mirror, so it's not easy, לכו, ומי שסי כמי משמע שיקום איזה, so why doesn't the boy give that example? Because he's seeking every connotation, being shaking, being lazy, and by shaking, so it, there is mila, so it's in the home, so it's not hevish anymore. So that's why the Gemara has to give this example. Mi she seeking mashma zeke meid, the chim was luchon of mishay the meid, to kol an yisrofi, bishirot rin basa, the gmur, the forash, the yisrofi, the gmur, 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 בגלל השיעו היא לא כפיו, משום דעשיעו יש להתר, אם סיופו, אם חוב נמובטו, אבל הקדש אין לביט, והוכן מפורש בשביל אותם. אבל בחומר רשמאי, העיף ההקדש לא ימוס אמרת, ואי זה איפה שאתה מבין זה קורה, ואי לא מוסה, וזהו איפה שאתה מסדשת, שלא הוי סוב מיליפה בסיק. Now, after the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Eime, in the Yochomet Tzalo B'Israel, Tani, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, in the Yochomet Tzalo B'Israel, Vadin Eise, Uman Eise Hashem Ubal Yeroe, Ubal Yerot, To Yisrael, Chomet Sheyesh Ubal Yeroe, Ubal Yerot, Lo Yikol Shem, Sheto Yisrael, So how? So the Buddha deduces that it's a kalachemer from this. Neisar is kal, because there is no Yisar of Balmoy and Balmoy. If there is no Yisar of Balmoy and Balmoy, even though there is a Yisar of Balzisiru, so the Yisar of Balzisiru is at the Kash. So the Yisar of Balzisiru, so he's able only one moment. So once he was Messiah, so he's not able to see him anymore. Mashiach came by the way, by the Motzi, so every moment he's able. So Chometz is more Chomot than Isa, because Chometz is able here, by the way, by the Motzi, every moment. And Neser is not able every moment. So Neser is Kal, Chometz is more Chomot, so Eve the Kal, Neser, Shei by the way, by the Motzi, he's still safe, חומץ נגיס חומו שיש לו יורד על מוצא לא יקול שכישתו מצליף אמרו לי שחום עושה כל דין שעתי בו מתחילו זרח ויסי תלהוקי אין דין לא ימוצא יצא ניסה יופי יהיה שבבוטר ואתי רואו אמרו תשביסו סייר בבתיכם בכל דובו שעתי יוכל לשביס Now, so now that Rabbi Yehuda is basing the Alfuse or Panic Alochimea. So that's a quality Alochimea. What? I mean, we cannot learn out a homophamical if as a result of that Yalfuse, of the homophamical, there will be a certain cooler result. So the Chomim say to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you deduce this so called Chomet from the so-called Kal. Neisar, just as Neisar the Kal. So it requires Reife. So Chom is the Chom. So it requires Reife. But if you apply this Kalachemer, so then it will follow. So if you apply this Kalachemer, so then Chomet requires Reife. Suppose he doesn't have anything to realize Reife. So then he won't have to be much with the Chometz. So that means, as a result of this Yalfuse, there will be a cooler. So in a case where, as a result of a Yalfuse of a homophamical, so there is a cooler, so you can't apply the Yalfuse. You can't apply the Yalfuse. So in other words, so we see from this Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chometz requires Reife, so suppose he can't realize Reife in the Chometz, so then he doesn't have to realize any other form of Hashpas. He cannot. so chodza, so rashi es te kashi. Now, kol din, she atodoni, she mitrosi atodoni ki lahachmo, she al chomru, va atomim lechim lahachmo, ki de gamre, chomru chum bal behoye, kol din she tom sreip. We say, nitzo she chim, she atomitzi, vola ovdir melot, anything. שערי הדין הוא עמד שיהיה חומו, והרי הוא מכם. So that's a clear in Yalfuses of Kalachela. But Agavuch, we see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Chometz requires Reife, if he cannot realize a Biur al this Reife, but he can realize a Biur through some other form, so he doesn't have to realize any other form of Ashbos. That's a big Chiddush, because we could say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz requires Reife, if he can realize Reife. But if he cannot realize Reife, he can realize another form of Ashbosa. So let him realize another form of Ashbosa. So we see now that either it's Reife or you don't have to realize any form of Ashbosa. This is what Gemara says. Anything. Sha'adil lam she'yachomu v'ariyum ha'chem. Oh. So... שאם זו, אם לא ימוצו עצים, יש שמייבטה בפניות. ויעבור גם יעמדו במפרק כמה לרב יהודה, אבל בשעז ביורי, אז בסוסי בכל דבר. So ממילא, if we can't find עצים, so it's not so that he is not מחויב to make any form of Ashbosa. He is still מחויב to realize another form of Ashbosa. פירו זה לרוח, if he cannot realize this form of Ashbosa of slavery. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, so Bishas Biurei has Besosi Bechotlova. Now, there in the Hidreis that we saw there is a machlikah between Rashi and Teitzvah. What's the Pshat? Avon Bishas Biurei has Besosi Bechotlova. So according to Teitzvah, it means Bishas Biurei, that means before Chatzis. And according to Rashi, Bishas Biurei has Besosi Bechotlova means after Chatzis, in after Chatzis. So in other words, this Kashe, Rashi raises this question, because Rashi is Shittosim. Because according to Teitzvahs, it's no Kashe. Because according to Teitzvahs, when Rabbi Yehuda says, Avon Bishas Biur, Al Bishosi Bechol Dovo, that is Kedem Chatzis. So when is there a din of Sreife, Davke Lacha Chatzis. So when it's Lacha Chatzis, so according to Teitzvahs, we cannot test that Kashe. Only Rashi is Shittosim can test that Kashe. Because Rashi, the Rashi Shita is Bishas Biur, Al Bishas Bechol Dovo means Davke Lacha Chatzis. And when does Rabbi Yehuda require Sreife by Chometz? Kedem Chatzis in Shor Shishis. So Mele, how do the Rabbanon say to Rabbi Yehuda? According to how can you deduce the Kal Vachayinah from Meitzer, Chomo from Kal, but this Yalfuser results in a Kule, because suppose he can't find a team, then he's Yeshiv Botel. So Rashi asks, no, but Rabbi Yehuda is made that after Chatzis. So Rashi says, "Bechol Tovo." When does Rabbi Yehuda say "Davke Sreife" before Chatzis? So if he can't find the Itzim before Chatzis, so we'll be mechuyev to be mashmiz through some other form. So I would tell you, Rabbi says, "Bechol Tovo." So there is no cooler result. So I would tell you, Rabbi says, "Bechol Tovo." Kapol Tai, mere cooling. So Rashi gives a terrace. No, there is a cooler result. מי יקולי, במי שהוא ריצה רוסי בשיורו או בסרסלשי, ויאמרים על זוכו כל בית, וכשאין עצים מסיות יהיה שבובותי או יאמר. So we see several things from this Rashi. First of all, we see from this Rashi that this הלוח, that ריצה רוסי בשיורו, בסרסלשי, so the אמרים על זוכו כל בית, so it's not Zok Kluvaya with Rabbanon, but with the Reis is Mechuyev to be Kluvaya. Because if we are going to assume that the whole Aloche of Reitz Amotzit Vishayoro of Yisech Shloishim, so it's only the Zok Kluvaya is only with Rabbanon is Mechuyev, not with the Reis. We could say, we could reasonably argue, why should it be Mechuyev with the Reis to be Mechuyev Chometz before Erev Pesach? There is no mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of bio before Erech Pesach. Say a shleishim. So why should it mechuyev mevaya midaraisa? But we see from this Rashi that it's mechuyev midaraisa. Yitzim shayor b'sech shleishim. So zoch mevaya midaraisa, because if it's only a chiyuv d'rabbanon, so how could they ask kikashe as a pircha ani alfuse that relates to the right? So we see that according to Rashi, so Yitzchak Shayor b'sech shleishim zoch mevaya, so is mechuyev midaraisa to be mevaya. How could it be mechuyev midaraisa to be mevaya? I mean, but it's Erev Pesach, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Erev Pesach. So according to Rashi, it's not difficult, because Rashi Shittin is that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Kedem Zman Yisurei. Shor Shishis, let's say between 11 and 12, Erev Pesach. So what does it mean? So it's not a halacha, it's not a Gzeiras HaKosuv, that kept the between 11 and 12, Erev Pesach. It means the last Shor, Kedem Zman, before he has an opportunity. So normally, if he's not yet to be shayor, so then, when is the last show where he has an opportunity to revive the chometz before the chometz becomes osea? That show shishis. But if he's yet to be shayor, so then, before he embarks upon the voyage, that's the last show. Before he has an opportunity to be violent. So Rashi says, so Rashi says, the kule would resolve, would follow for someone who is later lost to Bishayo. Who is later lost to Bishayo. So then, Erev Pesach Lacha Chatzis, so he will not be in the position to be violent the Chometz. So in many way, it will be equal. So maybe it will be now. Then we can infer another halacha according to Rashi. Now Rashi, according to Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda says that chometz requires sreifin shor shishis, and le'achas man surei tzach b'sosi b'chodom. Now Reb Chaim explains the Rambam, so he's mechadish a certain chiddush. He says that he said it in the Rambam. I mean, he doesn't say it in all the shem, but he says that according to the Rambam, so now the Rambam says that there is no malchus for the love of Bali Motzim, because it's a love shame of mice. But suppose it's Kono Chomet V'Pesach, or Hichmiz V'Yadayim, so there is malchus. Now, so the other Rishonim say, there is no malchus if it's Kono Chomet V'Pesach, because it's a love and it's a less. So the question arises, how does the Rambam say that if Kono Chomet V'Pesach, then it's a love shame of mice? So it's like it. But there shouldn't be malchus because it's a lav and teres. And there is a gemara that there is no malchus. There is no malchus. That tzadikei on the dalo. So there is no malchus. Gemara says that there is no malchus for baliroi balimot. Say because it's lav and teres. The domer in the highly in the lav and teres. The highly in the lav and teres. So there is a very simple teres on the Rambam, because many swallowed has even gave us that. But Reb Chaim doesn't mention this teretz, nor do all the other achrayim mention this teretz. They give all kinds of teretz. So Reb Chaim's teretz is that this gemara that says that the love of Bali Oye Bali Motzi, so it's a love and blessing. That gemara goes according to Reb Yud. So the male Reb Yud, according to Reb Yud, that Bio Chometz is Bisreife, so then there is a Mitzvah Sasei of Bio Chometz. And not only Mitzvah Sasei of Bio Chometz, it's a Aloche that the Hefzer requires Bio. Mashi can come to Rabbonon, so it's not that the Hefzer requires Bio, the Aloche is the Gavre is not to have any chomet. So it's not even a chiyuv asay, it's an iser asay. So maybe it's not a lava nitikva asay. So the Gemara that says that it's a lava nitikva asay, that the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mashiach, in the Rambam Paschus, like the Rabbono, that it can be mifal v'zeh l'ruach. So it's only aloch in the gavre, and it's not even, it doesn't even imply, tashbisu doesn't, so according to Rabbono, tashbisu doesn't even imply, yichiyu v'asei, it's only an israz. This Reb Chaim says, according to Rambam, alim Rabbono. Now, according to Rabbono, there is certainly yichiyu v'asei, but we can apply the longness of Reb Chaim, what Reb Chaim says, alim Rabbono. According to Rambam, of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is certainly that chometz requires that chometz requires. There is certainly a chiyuv asay. But Rashi says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, so chometz requires chayfing b'shor shishis. But ishor shvi islach hazman surei. So then hashbasos is bechol dovo. So what's the pshat in Rashi? So does it mean that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi Shita is, so there are two chiyuvei biyum according to Rabbi Yehuda. Kedem machatzeis, so there is a chiyuv asei of sreife, and lacha chatzeis, there is a chiyuv asei not for sreife, but for cholbal, but a chiyuv asei. Or maybe the pshat in Rashi is, according to the Rondes of Reb Chaim in the Rambam. So what Reb Chaim says in the Rabbonim, so that no Sreif is required, so then there is no Chiyuv Asei altogether. It's only a Niser Asei, but of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is a Chiyuv Asei. So there is a Chiyuv Asei, Kedem Zman Isurei, before Chatzeis, when there is a Loch of Sreif, but Lacher Chatzeis, when there is no Din of Sreif. So then, it's only an Iser Asay. And even if we don't accept Reb Chaim's teretz, but we certainly could say it in connection with Reb Yehuda Shita Lacha Chatzeis, because Reb Yehuda Shita is the Tashbisu is Bisreife, still he says that Bishas Biure Ad Bishas Bechal Dovo. So the question arises, why should he ask Bishas Bechal Dovo if Tashbisu means Sreife, and he learns out from Nisa that it means Sreife. So why should Lacha Chatzeis be Tashbisu b'chol dovo? So we could very well explain this Rashi's Rashi, that in Chaname, Reb Yehuda learns out from Nisa in regard to the Chiyuv and the Kiyum Asei of Tashbisu. That we learn out from Nisa. So and the chiyuv and the kiyum asay is kedem zman isurei, is in shor shishis. But tashbisu besides implying a chiyuv asay, it also implies an isra asay, lacha chatzeis. So since it's only an isra asay, so it doesn't make any difference how you are marginalized. Yes, what is it?
What would Rashi do with Tosfos' point that
being with the nosfos after zman isurei? Alright, so that's another kasha. I mean, that has nothing to do with this. But that's another kasha. That's a separate kasha. But Rashi Shita is that Sreife, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only Kedem Chatzeis. But Lacha Chatzeis, then it's not Sreife, it doesn't hold over. So Rashi can be explained in two ways. Either that the Chiyuv and the Kiyum Asei, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only Sreife, and there is no any other Chiyuv Asei, of any other form of Hashposei. Or, and the reason is why Hashbososi b'chol dovo after Chatzeis, so it's not because of a chiyuv and a kiyum asay, but because of an iser asay. And we can explain Rashi differently. That Rashi, does not agree with Reb Chaim's longness. Reb Chaim doesn't say it in Rashi. But, in other words, that according to Rashi, so there is a chiyuv asay. And even Lacha Chatzeis. So it's Hashbososi b'chol dovo, so it's mitzat chiyuv asei. But, according to Rashi, so we have two halachas. We have two halachas in Tashbisu. We have one halacha yalfuse, jouw voedsel van de zee, jouw voedsel van de zee. En dat is kingdom hatzeitz. Now you ask, but Neisel is lacher man so and here is kingdom soil. That's Jesus Kasha, so I don't know. But this is Rashi Shit. That even though Rabbi Yehuda learns out from Neisel, so, but that Yalfuse from Neisel applies to kingdom man so. Why? That's Jesus Kasha. But we see that Rashi says like that. So, in other words, Yalfuse from Neisel is kingdom man so, kingdom hatzeitz. So that's right. And then, le'achas ban Yisurei, there is another mitzvah of tashbisu, of b'chuldavah. And both, but both represent a chiyuv and a kiyuv, not a nisarase. Now, from this Rashi, we see, because the Rashi has the kashi. Rashi has the kashi. Shimboi mochait, yeshiv yuvate yubit miyo. So, b'meile, how can you apply kalachemer? How can you apply kalachemer? That's a klal in kalachemer, yalfuses. That you cannot deduce a major premise from a minor premise if it's a result of the yalfuse of the major premise from the minor premise, a certain kule will follow. So, Bishlein, so Rashi asks, no kule will follow. He says, Shimboi mozeitz yishvat bitte, viyavon avdam unofirikam, lirabiyudim, avon bishaz biyure. So no kula will follow. So if we say that according to Rashi, so there are two mitzvahs of tashbisu. There is one mitzvah of tashbisu, kingdom chatzeis of strength. And there is another mitzvah of tashbisu, lacha chatzeis of bichol tovo. So Rashi's kashi is a strong kashi. Why do the rabbonim say to Rabbi Yude that the kula will follow from this? From this Yalfus. Because if you learn out that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is bisreife davke, so that means loy water 18, yeshivote, so ikule follows. You cannot deduce such a kalachina. So Rashi asks, no, ikule doesn't follow. Because he is not Yeshiv Bote. He is Mechuyev to be Majbis after Chatzeis. Loi Mozeitz in Kedem Chatzeis. So Lacha Chatzeis is not Yeshiv Bote. He has to destroy it through some other form. So there is no Kulefal. So we understand. So Rashi has to resort to the Kite where Reitz was in Shayom. So in that case, so he Kulefal. But if we are going to assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there is only one mitzvah of being. And that is Reitana. And the reason is to why Lacha Chatzeis. So he has to be much b'chol tovo. That's not because of a chiyuv of Bio. In order to avoid a nisar aseh. So it is just as you have a love of Bali Hoye, Bali Motzei, so you have a nisar aseh of Tashbisu. So that means insofar as the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu is concerned, so there is a kule, because you have to be a shibon. Let's say, if you deduce it alfuse from the isaiah that tashbose of chometz isho shishis has to be dafke misreife. So if he has an opportunity to burn the chometz b'shoshishis between 11 and 12, then he's mivai. But if he doesn't have an opportunity to burn it, so then he's yeshiv boteil. So it's a kule. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi ask? No, there is no kule. Because after 12, he'll have to burn it. After 12, he'll have to burn it in order not to be even Yisrase. But insofar as the mitzvah asay of Tashbisu is concerned, there is a kule following. He'll have to be Yeshiv Boteil. And after Chatzeis, he will not be Yeshiv Boteil. In order to avoid an Easter. But there is certainly a kule. So it appears from this Rashi that there are two mitzvahs of Tashbisu, of Ashbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, one mitzvah of Ashbose is Ashbose of Sreife, and that we learn out from the Israel.
Now, and that we learn out from Neisar. Dafke kedem chatzai, so you ask. But Neisar is also there and here, it's Buddha. That's a kasha. Why? I don't know. That's the Jesus kasha. Against Rashi. But there is the Yalkuse from Neisar. That's one mitzvah of Ashbosi. Of Sreife, kedem chatzai, and then there is another mitzvah of Tashbisu. Not just the Neisar, I say. But the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu, two other forms of Ashbosi. So the Meir Rashi asks again the Gemara, why would Rabbanan say to Rabbi Yude, there is a kule following resulting from this Yalfuse? There is no kule. There is no kule. Just a chumre results from this Yalfuse. No kule. Because just a chumre, that if possible to be mashbis to sreife, you have to be mashbis to sreife. If not possible, so after chatzeis, you be mashbis. Through other forms. Through other forms. So it's mashma from this Rashi that the hashbose b'chol dobor efter chatzeis is also on the basis of the mitzvah, not just to avoid a misras. Alright. So then Rashi gives the teretz. The Rashi gives the teretz. Miu kulihi b'mishu reitzavot b'shayoro oi b'sech shleishi. The Amrinon zok uvaya uchsheleitz miseyofei yeishi vipotei ovelo yivareno. Now, if, let's say, for example, if we were to say that the whole reason is why lacha chatzeis is mechuyif imaj b'chol dobo is for the purpose of avoiding an israsei, so even the case of yeitz b'shayoro, he is not yeishi vipotei. Why is he yeishi vipotei? For the same reason that he will be mechuyif if he stays at home Erev Pesach. Immediately at Chatzeis to destroy the Chometz in order he shouldn't be able here not to neglect the opportunity to immediately upon Chatzeis to destroy the Chometz. So if it's Yitzel Shayoro, so even if it's Yitzel Shayoro, why pull it up? So he's also, before he leaves town, he embarks upon a big journey. So he's mechuyev to make sure that Erev Pesach, lacha Chatzeis, when he will be away, he'll be overseas, he shouldn't have any chometz in his possession. So why will it be a yeshiv bottle? The answer is no. Because the shita is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two mitzvahs of tashbisu. There are two mitzvahs of tashbisu. One mitzvah of tashbisu is a tashbisu of sreife, kedem chatzeis dafke, and another mitzvah of tashbisu, a mitzvah, a chiyuv and a kiyum, lacha chatzeis dafke. So b'meile, if he doesn't embark upon a voyage, so then there is no kule, because he'll be able to be mikayim even if he can't find 18 between 11 and 12, but he'll be able to be mikayim dashbose after 12 for some other form of dashbose. Mashenkin, if somebody is yetzi b'shayoro, he embarks upon a journey, so mimele, so suppose he destroys the chometz pulling time, all the chometz, he will not be able to say, but he will not be mikayim either, because you cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of tashbisu behold of all. Pun time, you can be mikayim the mitzvah of tashbisu behold of all only Erev Pesach lacha chatzeis, not pun time, you see. So you see from this Rashi that there are two mitzvahs of tashbisu according to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright. So, Chodah Rabbi Yehuda, so the Rabbanon said, no, you cannot deduce this kind of kalachimah, because this kind of kalachimah involves a certain code. So that's a cloud kalachimah. So choza reviewed and done it now. Neisa vasabachim lechomitza sabachim. Man is a bisreif, we have chomitz bisreif. Omolei, nivele tefiyach, shasu vachile, ve yutunos reif. So now it's not a kalachimah. It's not a kalachimah. It's a Bama Metzino. Rashi uses the Russian Zereshove. Zereshove means when you have the same word here and the same word there, so we learn out. But this is not a Zereshove. This is not because we have the same word here and the same word there. So that's a Bama Metzino. So, Chod Rav Yudim Don Inach, Leisa Rosa Bachir, Lechom Sa Bachir, Ma Leisa Bishreif, Afchom Bishreif, Omrolo, Inivele Techiyah. Shasuva Bachile, Venitonis Reif. Omul and Hefnes Nisa was a Bachile, Uvanui. וחומץ עושה באכילה בענוי, מה נעשה אתון שריפה, חומץ נעשה. אמרו לי שעניסקי וחייה, שעושה באכילה בענוי ומתון שריפה. אמרו לי, הפרש נעשה עושה באכילה ובענוי, והמשקורת, חומץ עושה באכילה בענוי ובנשקורת, מה נעשה בשריפה, אף חומץ בשריפה. אמרו לי, חלופי שעניסקי וחייה, שעושה באכילה ובענוי והמשקורת, ותון שריפה, חוזר יהודה, חוזר רב יהודה ודוני ונחל ניסה יש לי בעל בסירו וחומץ בעל בסירו מה ניסה בשריפה אף חומץ בשריפה אמרו לי יושם תומו וחתו סעיף הבור הסופי ודבריך יחיכו שאין בעל בסירו שאונו הם בשריפה ואתו הם בקבור זאת בעצם החליקס עם דמור הביטוי מרבונון אין רב יהודה אסת וודר יושם תומו ולצא יפיית החתיכה and he doesn't know whether it's chile or shume so bishayde ki ein hatif and he doesn't know whether he ate chile or shume so if a nisa occurred and then it became nisa so he has to bring in Oshem Tolu so suppose a nisa occurred in the Oshem Tolu so Rabbi Yude says that it's mikvure and they call it Rabbonon in Israel Israel why does Rabbi Yude say now this Hashem Tolu became Nisa, so why should it be different than any other Nisa? So it's a Kedesh Hu B'Israife, V'loi Chato Sei B'Hashem Tolu B'Israife, so it's especially that's a question. So Rabbi Yehuda himself says it's Kvure. So he said, Omru Le Hashem Tolu B'Chato Sei B'Avu Asom B'Rav Yechichu, She'im Bal Tisuru, She'on Noim B'Israife, V'Atoim B'Kvure, She'osak Rabbi Yehuda. So he didn't give any answer. Now, חומץ יש בעל תסירו ולראוי בו למוצי, או שתולו בו על סוף יקורת, כי יחילה לשום מלפונו, ושאול בבחד ומידי איזה מהם נוחה, וימשוך לבירה בבשור, אליסה, פליגה רב יהודה רבון המשיר יותר בעשר נתמוד, לרב יהודה בקבורה, לרבון המשראית, חטוס איף הבועל הסופי, כי ניפילו סופי כבר עד סופי כאילו כבר, סוי נחלת ביקות שמובלד עד שתובי קטורוס, אלי יודה סוכן עד, איזה מחוץ הכפו, so she cannot be held because she man till she bring the call. So the male, but if it's a suffix, so in regard to the hile that the hile is mechia is the brain. So there is an eight. What the eight say? Because the hile is popping at our window. So she can bring the hile and stipulate. If I am mechia, so let it be mitiras chayim. If I'm not mechia, so that is mitiras window. But the chatos is not coming at our window. Now she has a suffix whether she's a yehud, she's mechiyev is in the chatos, or she's not mechiyev is in the chatos. So how can she bring? So the aloha is, there is a special aloha that it's bo asofik. Chatos is even worse asofik. So sofik is in the chelit mekotchim shemu vladu ad shetovik atavos. Hoibo bo al tnai im yolani tiyanu lechavos vimu avarim dov vichatos eiv. That's not bo bin edo dov. So maybe klavishmai is galia that she's not a yehudis. It's ruach epilo, there was no, or let's say, even if she was mapu ivlam, but if it was before aboyim yeim, the fetus was less than 40 days old, so that's not ivlam, so she's not mechuyeves ekor, so not mechuyeves ekor, so there is a special aloche, that chatzeif is bol asof, chatzeif is bol asof, vein kam mishum chum ba'azor, and mikroi nof, mishach asnoz, terek mishom, mishom, ba'asur ba'achim, shem achum li, but she cannot eat, partake of it. Why? Because I mean cannot partake of it again of the Chatzeif. Because it's the Chatzeif is being wicked. So that's the aloha. So if she's Mechuyeves, so the wicked is in Ruach Shchita. But if she's not Mechuyeves, so then the wicked is not in Ruach Shchita, so how can Kean eat of the Chatzeif? Basu Bachir Shemachir, Chum, Nikosu Shabi Chumayim. ותריד בו רבי רבונו של בסר לגמורי חד וסעיף אבו לעשות את היסורי רבי יהודה אימא יתורנו לעם ויעתו אימא בגמורי so Rashi says אבו שמטולו קורא why does he say אבו שמטולו קורא the same פרחה he applies to חד וסעיף too but because they use the lotion בגמורי ועתו אימא בגמורי so חד וסעיף Chatos Eif is not Bikures, because that's Yatulenu La'amar. So that's why Rashi says, our Shem Tov Koy. But the same Pinchas applies to Chatzeif also, not only to Shem Tov, but in respect to Chatzeif. So you should say, V'yatoim v'yatoim l'amo, not Kvure, the Loshim Kvure is not Chayach, Ligabei Chatzeif. But the same Pinchas applies to Chatzeif as well. V'yatoim v'yatoim l'amo, not Kvure. ויקום הרבי ויקום הרבי כך שאני שם ממנו עושה באחיו ואנוי והמשקורס ויהוא באותס so just a couple אומר רבי יסי היי דמריש כפד אחת נגר מגעב ונסחר חר וסנדיש people say in other words that that whatever was hollowed out the spoon that was hollowed out by the worker, by the artisan, so that will burn his tongue with mustard. So in other words, because Rabbi Yehuda, that's a mitzvah. So in other words, Rabbi Yehuda himself, the pirche, arose because of Rabbi Yehuda's own shite, that chatosei, that Oshem Tolu is mikore. Had Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbanon says b'seike. So had Rabbi Yehuda agreed with Rabbanon on that question, so they wouldn't have it there. All right. So Abayi Omas sadle b'sadle Yosef migul yodim mishtalim. In other words, the nago, the carpenter who made a certain stem. Were to put the feet of the prisoners. So from the uplifting of his own hand, so he'll get paid. He'll be penalized. Again, I mean, in other words, because of Rabbi Yehuda's own chite that Oshem Tolu is bikur and not b'sreife. So there is a pirch. Rov Omar gira b'gira miktil mikol yodim mishtale. In other words, the one who throws an arrow, so he gets hurt from his own arrow that he casts. Right. Now, the Mishnah says, so the worship of the Chachomim is Mifare v'zeh l'ruach u'matel yam. Ivoyo, hey rekom, Mifare v'zeh l'ruach u'mifare u'matel yam. So the Mifare with the Mifare with the Mabifaris. The Matel yam also, or Yilmon, v'zeh l'ruach. So it only modifies v'zeh l'ruach. Doesn't relate to Matel yam. Matel yam, so in other words, if he wants to destroy the chometz by throwing it in the air, then he has to break it into small parts and then throw it away. In the Ashenkei, if he wants to destroy the chometz by throwing it into the sea, so he doesn't have to break it into particles. All he has to do is just to throw it into the sea. But Nana Migava Mizore guide up. Now, Avizora also requires Hebrew. So, how if you have an image of Avizora, so how do you destroy it? You grind it. And then you throw the powder, once it's converted into the powder, so you throw it into there. Oymatoyam, you throw it in the sea. So over there, we also have raised the same abaya, the same question. Ibolo, Eichikon, Seichet Bizeich Leruach, Bizeichet Matel Yam, so the Seichet modifies Matel Yam as well. So if he wants to be Mikayim the mitzvah of Yibud Amizore by throwing it into the sea, so he also, so first he has to grind it and then the particles, the powder, to throw the powder into the Yam. Oibilmo, Seichet Bizeich Leruach, the same kind of a bite. Now let's see the Rashi. oi dir mo mi ru ach di boyt shem lo izra ket shol zen lo ach lo yakhlan ar le yam mat meile di mom mi zuni be kmeilo tam rosh na rash iz mash nak because it becomes dissolved, it melts, the chometz melts. So the Sfasemes is the kasha against Rashi. I mean, here Rabbi Yude and Rabbonon, they are not discussing the Rabbonon, they discuss the mitzvah of Tashbis. So we are not concerned here with the Rabbonon of Shemu Yavod Ochre. So how does Rashi explain that on the basis why is pure? Why should we say that pure is required only when it's zir lehuach and not when it's zir kuyam? Because when it's zir lehuach, so then shemu is a kemi sholim to the achel kol. Here it's a question of the raise of tashbisu. I think Rashi doesn't mean because of mitzvah. Rashi also means the mitzvah of tashbisu, but. Now, according to Rabbi Yude, Tashbisu means Saif. He has the bird. But according to Rabbanon, it doesn't mean Saif. So what does it mean now if it doesn't mean Saif? So it's impossible to destroy the mammoth. When you burn something, so then you change it. You burn it, you turn, you convert it into ashes. But if you are afraid of the Ruach,
even if you break it into parts, what? Do you really destroy it? I mean without resorting to the principle that matter can neither be created nor destroyed. But, so suppose we say that matter can be destroyed. Modern science thinks that matter can be destroyed, that matter can be converted into energy. But when you break it, you take a wall, and you break it into particles, so you have smaller pieces of wall. And then you throw it in the air. Do you really destroy the comets? So how are you behind the mitzvah of Tashbisu? The answer is, Tashbisu doesn't mean that you have to destroy it, man. You don't destroy it when you break it into particles and you throw it in the air. So it's flying somewhere. I mean, what difference does it make? Now suppose you just break it into small particles and you leave it in the same place. Then you will not be behind the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is there any difference as far as the destruction of the Chafetz is concerned? Whether you break it into particles, into small pieces, and you leave it here on the floor, or you throw it away in the air, outside. The same thing. The same particles remain. So how is there any more destruction when you throw it in the air than when you leave it on the floor after you break it into particles? The answer is, according to the Rabbanon, so Tashbisu is realized if it is made inaccessible. If it is made inaccessible to people. So then, that's Hashbose. If it's made inaccessible to people. So it's Hashbose. So Rashi says as follows, in explaining the Bible. Hei chekom, mifar l'vizero l'ruach, mifar l'matel yam. O idiu mo, mifar l'vizero l'ruach, al-matel yam vei. Why? Because, so he says, when you throw it with ruach, you go outside. You go out of the town. I mean, people are not walking there. It's a deserted place, out of town. And then you take a loaf of bread and you throw it in the wind. So then you're not in kind of mitzvah of Tashbisu. Even though it's a deserted place, people don't walk there, the answer is, Hashbose, when is it Hashbose? If it's made inaccessible. You did something to the Chometz that Kol Shein, for example, Kol Shein HaKelev Yochel Chapsei Tzoharei Kimbuer. Why? Because it's inaccessible. It's inaccessible. So if you take a loaf of bread and you go out of town and you throw it into the wind, you throw it into the wind without breaking it into small particles, so you're not becoming mitzvah Tashbisu. Why not? Was it? Leruach, would you leruach would be born a pill? Shevo yitzel kenu sholem, v'yimtzeinu acher v'yichlenu. It's not a question because of the michshu of the avere, you will find it and obey it in Yisrael Chometz. It's not that Rashi is emphasizing that. In other words, since it's possible that a person will walk there, and they'll pick it up and read it. So that means by throwing the loaf of bread out of town in the wind, you didn't make it inaccessible. You didn't make it inaccessible. So it's no Hashbose. So it's no Hashbose. Avol yam, matu leinei, dimom isunirik meilov. Dimom isunirik meilov. Some mele, no one can pick it up and eat it. Some mele, when you throw it in the sea, you made it inaccessible to people. So, since you made it inaccessible to people, so that's Hashbose. That's Hashbose. Alright, now. Omar Rabbe, Mistabre, so we have the same Abaye in regard to Chometz, and we have it in regard to Abelizot. Omar Rabbe, Mistabre, Abizo, Rabbi Yaman Melech Kazle, Luboyesle, Chomet Lushono, it's called, so, Boye Pir, so Rabbi distinguishes between Abizo, and Chomet, because Abizo, so you throw it away, Yaman Melech, so then, No one is there in Yam HaMelech. So Riboy is chiti because there are no boats on the Yam HaMelech. So Mele, Riboy is chiti. And that can also be explained. In other words, when is it considered omud, destroying, if it's inaccessible? Now he's going to the Yam HaMelech, all right, it's very long. But no boats are there, no one is going there. So mainly it's already inaccessible. So that's Ibut. Masheike, Chomet Rishon, always causal. So it's still possible. It's still possible. So Rashi says, Boy Piro, Shemo Tivda Boisino, Vititleno, Nuvava Natale. What does Rashi mean, Nuvava Natale? So if not Nuvava Natale, he'll forget that it's Pesach. The one who is on the boat, he'll forget it's Pesach. Suppose there are no Jewish men going by boat on Pesach. I mean, no, they don't go by boat altogether. I mean. So will it make any difference? It means, because Rashi said so, Adol Yam, Matu Meile, the more Mesilitic Meile. So Meile, if it melts, so no person in his right senses will bother to pick it up. No. I mean, why should he pick it up? I mean, it's already melted. So why should he bother to pick it up? And since no person is likely to pick it up, so it's considered inaccessible. He has to be crazy to pick it up. I mean, to pick up a roll that he has been soaking in the water for some time. So melee, if a person is not likely to pick it up, so that means throwing it into the sea made it inaccessible. So that's Ashbos. But why would the Chabad say that Chomet Rishon always caused Boy Piro? But the answer is, there is a possibility that a person will pick it up. If a person sits on the deck of the boat and he sees there a wet roll, they are floating underwater, if he's absent-minded, he might pick it up. If he's absent-minded, if he's abstracted in his thoughts. So Mimele, it's still considered accessible. If it's considered accessible, so Mimele, it's no avore. Alright. I mean, this is the metal. So it doesn't melt. So what is chita? So the thing remains, it means to throw it into the sea. So it's not evil. Chomet, the monkey, it melts. We go to Pio. Tanya Kabo say, so it's not a question of a michso, I mean, because Avizore, so it's when we say some mele, somebody might pick it up and use it, or Adanoye from the sea major. It's not a question of Mechshelin here. In other words, if he doesn't melt, so there is a possibility. Even Yam HaMelech, well, somebody goes on a tour. And so, of course, boats don't go, but somebody goes on a tour, and he'll see something floating, and the Yam HaMelech, it certainly will float on top. It will not sink. So he might pick it up, so it's still accessible to people. So if it's accessible to people, so Mimele, it's not old. When it says Mifarei, it has reference to Chomet. So we rabbi Piro Kashi, we rabbi said Sri. So Sri Kashi, we rabbi Piro Kashi, rabbi Yis. So it's a Kashi when it says Seichik Yisere. So Seichik Umat Liam. So it's a Kashi. Say the Tomato Yam, so it's a cache against Rabbi.
and when it says Mifarei Umadoyam, so it's a kashi again in this Ragezi. So the more it's stricter than other Lord's kashi. Hol Yamamelech, Hol Shono. When does Rabbi say that you don't have to grind it when you throw it? If you throw it into Yamamelech, because there are no boats. But suppose you want to throw that resort into another more, not to the Yamamelech, then it requires sleeping. So the price that says that you have, before you throw it into the water, you have to grind it, so it has reference to other noise. So people without, travel there on boats, so it's too accessible to people. Rabbi Yezir, Piro, Rabbi Yezir, Bechite, Ho, Binam, so in other words, Bechite, so Shech Mitzu is born at Piro. But Biname, it's inaccessible to people. Because Name will not completely, but Chite not. So Mimele, Chite, especially if it is in a sack. So it's boiling here, but it's not a question of the Mirsu or the Rabbono. It's a question of the rice. But now, I want to start very early. I would like tomorrow there is just one shiur, and I would like to start at 9 o'clock. Because yesterday I missed the shiur. Rabbi Tomlochi, Shehova Olma Pesach, Muta Ba'anoi. Now, the more there is a machlokes as to whether this goes according to Shimon or goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, so Rav Acher, now Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chonetz Shor Aruch HaPesach is also in the right. So Chonetz of Yisrael certainly is also in the right Shor Aruch HaPesach. Chonetz of Yisrael is also in the right Shor Aruch HaPesach. The Chonetz of Yisrael is also in the right Shor Aruch HaPesach. The Shaila is whether Chonetz of Nochri according to Rabbi Yehuda Shor Aruch HaPesach is also in the right Shor Aruch. So there is a machlokes in the Gemara between Rav Acher and Yaakov and Rav. So Rav says that according to Rav Yehuda that Chometz Lachatz Man is also the Reise, you love the Reise, and there is Malkes. So that love applies even to Chometz Shalnochi Shalom Lapesach. So there is a love the Reise. For Achille and for Anoi. And Rav Acher and Yaakov says that Rabbi Yehuda is made that Chometz Shal Nochri Shomol HaPesach is not awesome. But then the Gemara says that Rav Acher ben Yaakov was chazer in there. So that means that Maskone from the Gemara is that according to everyone, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chometz Lachar HaPesach is also even Chometz Shal Nochri. So Mimele, this Mishnah which distinguishes between Chometz Shal Yisroel and Chometz Shal Nochri must necessarily accord with Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, so Chometz Lachatz Man is not Osem Deraisa altogether. So it's only Osea Min Rabbonon. Why is it Osem Rabbonon? Because of his Knas. So when is the Knas Shayach by Chometz Shal Yisroel? So he was even on the Rimot, so the Chometz comes in. Mashiach to Chometz Shal Nochri, so there is no Knas. So it's Mutav Anoi Lachatz. This is what the Mishnah says. חומץ שלא אחרי שוב על הפסח דמות הבענוי משום ישראל לא סבן שנאמר לי רואי ובחוסה כמו כפורש לו משום כנוסה ואומר לא משום מה לי רואי מה למסליס לא ירב יהודה ולא ירב שימן ולא רבי איזה אגביר that this Mishnah, as the Gemara said, does not accord with either part. Mai, the time, Chomes, when it is Mane, when Lachas, Mane, So Elav there is Fnei's money, Ben Lachas money. Fnei's money means Erev Pesach Lachatzeitz. Lachas money means Erev Pesach. Tails money, so it's not on Elav, so Elav Bikoret. On Pesach it's on. Tails money on Elav Bikoret. Dear Rabbi, Shibinei Meiria, Chometz Fnei's money, Ulachas money, Eilav Bikoret. Teir Zmane,
Eiver of the Kores of Elam. So Rav Shimon says that me the Reise, so Chometz with me is money, so means not Eiver. He's not Eiver. What does it mean, he's not Eiver? He's not Eiver at all. There is no use of the Reise altogether. Even Vahile. Oh, Vahile, the reason is of the Reise. What Madilav, and he's a rest. So there is Vahile of the Shema. But the love there isn't, according to Rav Shimon, Chometz l'pnei zman. Now, according to Rav Shimon, so Chometz and Pesach, Lachat Chatzis, is not also Beraise, even Bachile is not also Beraise. On the contrary, Balamoya says that according to Rav Shimon, Chometz and Pesach, Lachat Chatzis, if he eats Chometz, is Mikhaim and into the eyes of Tavis. Because through the Achille is much with the Chometz. But most of the same, Achille can't be more. And they say that there is a Nisea, the Raise of Achille, even Malim the Rav Shimon. Only thing is, according to Rav Shimon, there is no love. There is no love. But there is a Nisea the Raise. Where is the Nisea the Raise implicit? So, many of the same say, the Raibet says, the Rambam, that it's implicit in the essay and Teisves and the Rosh in the essay of Tashbis, so in other words, so then we see, so from Teisves itself says that there is a Nisa essay of Tashbis. So Teisves says, V'nira din Aftele, the first Teisves of Chesam and Beis in the middle, V'nira din Aftele, mitashbisu, ma'acholak, u'mashma tashbisu shalui kidera chanoye. So we see from this thesis that the Rosh says the same thing, the Raibet says the same thing. So we see that Tashbisu implies a Nisares also, because insofar as Achille is concerned, so it's a Nisares. Now, since Tashbisu does imply a Nisares, so it could imply a Nisares regarding possessing Chometz. Erev Pesach HaChatzos also, as long as it implies in Israel. Anyway, and then, so many Rishayim say that the reason is why the reason is arise, even because of the Israel of Tashbis. But then, other Rishayim say, that the Israel arise is implicit in the Pesach. We see Shchat al Chometz that. So that's a love. But this love is reference to the shechita of the Korban Pesach. So in other words, if someone is shechita in the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis, so he's either allowed the rice. Now, this love does not say that if somebody eats Chometz Erev Pesach Lachachatzeis, he's a Yerem Yisrael. Only the love only implies that there is a love in shechting the Korban Pesach. If he possesses Chometz, but they say that in that posik, from that posik, we also deduce that it's also Bachir. Since the Torah Aser. The akrob of the Korban Pesach, v'adayin chometz kayom, so from that we learn out that it's also bachile. But that's not a misa lav. That's like a misa res. The lav itself deals with the akrob of the Korban Pesach lachatzos. Anyway, so except for the Balamoyer, so all the Rishayim say that even according to Rav Shimon, there is a Nisa de Reis to eat Chometz. And they say, most of them, that it's that the Reis is implicit in the essay of Tashbis. Alright. But Hanoye, there is no Nisa de Reis, Erev Pesach HaChatzos, or Chatzos. Only Achille. But most Rishayim say that with the Rabbonon, even according to Rav Shimon, so even Hanoye is awesome. Or Achille is also the Reise, Erev Pesach HaChatzos, and the Noi is almost in Rabbanon. But the Rosh is that it's not even more than the Rabbanon. The Noi, according to Rav Shimon, is Mutar even in the Rabbanon. Erev Pesach Lachatzis. Alright. So Rav Shimon Eim Mechomis Nuti Zman Lach Hazman Eim Yevo Leklu Teir Zman Eim Yevo Bekor Es Vla Umisho Shosob Achil Zman Noi Asom Nitan Ekam That's according to the Kam That means Rav Yud Rav Yehise Agwil Eim Rav Yehise Agwil Old That Chomet Ziv Man Pesach Itself Is Muta Van Noi Rav Yehise Agwil Eim Tam Al Atzmcho Hei Chomet Zosob Van Noi Ekor Shim It's not even Zosob Van Noi Chomet Am Pesach Itself ומנעים ואיכו חומץ ושישו אישו מיירו של איגר ואיץ עשה שאין לו עשה לו חומץ דיר רב דיון אומר לרב שימן וכי אפשר לא נקה ומפונם על מסיך לו לו חומץ שבסיום את יכו ממצת אם כן מה אתה אומר לימה מסיך לו חומץ בישו so Rav Shimon said to Rav Yehuda how can we say lo yisech lo lof chomet how can you say How can you, Rabbi Yehuda, say that there is a lot of the rights Erev Pesach Lach Chatzeris but the Torah says we say a lot of comments Shivas Yomim Techov Chatzeris so that means that the love applies only to the Shivas Yomim of Pesach not Erev Pesach Im Kei Matal Vima we say a lot of comments we say a lot of comments Bisho Sheyeshnei ביקום אחיל מצו יש לי בפרטי חוכמות ובשו שאין ביקום אחיל מצו אין לי בפרטי חוכמות so in other words so on the contrary according to Rav Shimon so this posik implies that when is there love the rising of Bartei Chochomet only when there is a mitzvah of Matz and that's only on Pesach itself but Erev Pesach there is no love of Achilles Chochomet my time with Rav Yehuda Flote koiksi. Flote koiksi. Lo yichal chomeitz. Lo yochel chomeitz. Vichol machmetzes lo yisechelu. Lo yisechelu lo chomeitz. So we have three love. Chad lifnei zmane. Vichad la'acha zmane. Vichad l'teich zmane. So we have three love. We call it Rabbi. Virak shimen. חד לסייר זמן חד לסייר זמן וכל מחמצס so the whole מחמצס לא יסחרו does so it's not that we have an extra life for every piece מי בואי לכם כאן אין לי אלו שנסחה מצמאים מחמצ דבר אחר מנהי תלמודים בה כל מחמצס לא יסחרו מחמצס לא יסחרו So what does it mean? In other words, we have to resort to a special posit that if it was nischamitz machmas dovarachem, it's also a samzat chometz. Now this is very difficult. What does it mean, nischamitz machmas dovarachem? So an ise can become fermented in two ways. Either if you leave the ise idle, so even if you don't put in yeast, so it will. In due course become chometz, it will ferment. Or if you put in yeast, if you put in seir, so that's nischamitz machmas dovarachem. So the Gemara says, so Rav Shimon says, chol machmetz is midor eleil, etanye, eilei alo shenichzamitz meilo. In other words, I would only know if the Torah didn't say machmetz, then I would say, when is the Torah samzat chometz, if it was nischamitz by itself, you didn't put in a yeast. But suppose you put in yeast, so then it should not be effective with this achomet. So komash belon, komach metzes, that even if it came achomet, because you put in yeast, so it also becomes osea, machmas di isachomet. But the shayla is adarabe. If you put in yeast, so it certainly is chomet. And if the Torah says that it is effective with this achomet, Even when you don't, you are not machmitzet. You don't put in yeast into the dough. So certainly, when you put in yeast, it's chometz. So why do we need this special posik? So that Bava Teisves. So Teisves says the posik is not needed in order to advise us that there is a nisach or the nisach chometz applies even to the case where the nisach fermented as a result of putting in yeast. On the contrary, that there it's more readily, it more readily becomes chometz than when it becomes chometz just by leaving it idle. But pirush revo machmas dovar acher dilav mine. Dal di sei a mitra dal do brach la vide dal di sei a mitra khomet spei mishe nis khamet spei va ki di mu khad fe ko lochet elo ki nis nis khamet sa di shmor yai she she yap shi na shmor di tan do kashari si di ata shna na do es the Torah says that we are not allowed to have khomet and we're not allowed to have we only the khoseya. So we're not allowed to have seir. What is seir? Seir is yeast. Yeast is a living organism. It's not really great. But this is what the Torah said. So in other words, seir, the seir that acts as a catalytic agent on the dough, so that is also misat chometz. That is also misat chometz. So, but the same living organism you can have. We can derive from other things, from wine, I mean, from molasses, not after from grain. So it's the same living organism, but that is not osir. Suppose someone has in his possession molasses yeast, or the sediment of wine, he has in his possession. So then he's not osir. He's even allowed to eat it. Molasses yeast is allowed to eat on this. That's not chometz. Grain yeast, that is chometz. You ask, I mean, but it's the same living organism, molasses yeast and grain yeast. But this is what the Torah has. The Torah says, Le'yiroyel choseiya. So the Torah has reference to grain yeast, that's seiya. Other yeast, molasses yeast, is not seiya. That's not seiya. But it can have the same effect, just as grain yeast has the effect of fermenting the yeast. So molasses yeast also, and shmor yayin also, can have the effect of fermenting the yeast. But this itself is not chometz. So is it over heter, molasses yeast, or shmor yayin, is it over heter? You're allowed to eat it on Pesach. But suppose you take, but there is one, but it still has an effect. Now, if you don't put in any yeast at all, so then it doesn't become chometz until it is there for the shiur meal, if it is left idle for the shiur meal. But suppose you put in molasses yeast into the dough, so even though it's not left idle for shiur meal for 18 minutes, so even for 1 second it becomes chometz. But so it becomes chometz not because the molasses yeast, the shmori yayin, a chometz in itself. They are not chometz. They are not a bachilek. But when you put them into the dough, so then they immediately ferment the dough. So this is what we need the posik of machmetzes. In other words, we don't need the posik that if the dough became fermented through grain yeast, so it's chometz. That's certainly chometz. That's more readily chometz than the dough that became chometz by staying idle, shiur meal. But that we need a special posik that even though it did not become chometz by staying idle, shiur meal, but it became chometz by putting in shmor yayin, or any leavening agent, let's say bicarbonate of soda. Suppose you mix it up and you don't leave it idle for 80 minutes. You leave it idle only for 1 minute, but you put in bicarbonate soda and that's a leavening agent. So the mail it will become chometz with the rice. That doesn't mean that bicarbonate soda is also in the rice. You are allowed to take bicarbonate soda and taste that. But if you put bicarbonate soda into the dough, so it immediately becomes chometz, even though you didn't leave a title for shiur meal. So this is what we need to posit. This is what it says. Eilu lechol amechatzi boi lechetani. Eilu yelo she nischamit meilo. Machmas do baracha minayim. Talmud lima akol machmetzes lisecheilu. En lo yochil chometz. How does he apply the posit of lo yochil chometz?
מבוא של החטן, רבי יצא אביו אלה, מניו לפסח מצרי, שנחרבו צייני אלוהים לחות, תלמוד לימה, לא יאוכל חומץ, ויסומך לי, חיים מתמיד. So, Rabbi Shimon applies the posit of the Yochel Chometz for Rabbi Yisrael is Rosh, that Pesach Mitzrayim, so the Yisrael Chometz was made on Yemech, not Shilion. So how do we know it? The Yochel Chometz, Hayim Atimitz, it's all Gayim. The Rabbi Yude, Machmas Dovar Achamun Olay. So, but the question is, Rabbi Yude needs the posik of Ochol Machmetzes. Because there are three Surum of Chometz, so how does he darshan this aloha? That even is Chametz Machmas Dovarache or Machmas Shmore Yayin. So, it also becomes Chometz. So in other words, so from the fact that there is a lav, the Torah didn't have to say the lav altogether. So the fact that there is a lav, an extra lav, whether it's formulated by the term machmetzes or chometz, doesn't make any difference. The fact that there is an extra lav, so that tells us that there is in the chometz is also mitnei zman lachazman. But true, the Torah had to mention extra lav. Why did the Torah have to change the lashon and refer to it by the term machmetzes instead of chametz? So from that we learn out the halacha that if mischametz the barachem is, so it's also chametz. The Rabbi Yisachar didn't know that. So how does he know? How does Rabbi know Rabbi Yisachar is halacha that Pesach Mitzrayim, so chametz was named only in Achor. So the boy is saying, Yudison Chaye, so he learns it out. The boy is saying, Smuch Loidorish. Loidorish. So in other words, so he's Chilika Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael is named, that in Pesach Mitzrayim, so chametz was named only in Achor. The boy is saying, Smuch Loidorish, Rabbi Yudel, Mishati Eruchud, וחשבים יותר כמה ימאס. How do we pass in this machlekes between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon? So actually, Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Shimon are really come two separate halachas. There is no logical connection. Because Rabbi Yude has three lav, and Rabbi Shimon has only one lav. So in other words, it just happens that according to Rabbi Yude there are three lav, and according to Rabbi Shimon there is one lav. But one machlekes is in respect to chometz kedus manei, and one machlekes in respect to chometz lachas manei. Now, so all the rishonim do not pass. Like Rabbi Yude in regard to Chometz Lachas Manei, because that there is a Gemara in the Foreshes, that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Yude in regard to Chometz Lachas Manei. So all Rishonim pass, but there is a Machlokes Rishonim, how do we pass in regard to Chometz Kedem Zman? So the Rambam, why we pass like Rabbi Shimon in regard to Chometz Lachas Manei, that it's only us and the Rabbanim Mitzat Knas. But he passed us like Rabbi Yude in regard to Chometz Lifnei Zmanei. Chometz Lifnei Zmanei. But many Rishonim. But and right among them, so they passed like Rabbi Shimon completely. Even in regard to Chometz, Kedem Zmanei. So there is no Lavdanas. Now the Rambam says, in Perikal of Chometz, Matzah Loch Ches, also like the Chometz Bim Arboso, וחצי סיימו למיילו, שהוא התחיל השור שבי הזדיג, וכל היחיל בזמן הזה, לא יקן נעתיר, שנמה לא יסייך לו לחומץ, לא יימר על קוב מהפסח. כך לא מבין בי השבוע, בפירוש דבר זה, לא יסייך לחומץ משור שהוא לא משנה את הפסח. זיך אולוב, so what is אולוב? מי? זה זמן, הקוב זה הפסח. משור שהוא יום משחיל את הפסח, שהוא בין הבית, והוא חצי עייף. So the Rabbi says, Omar Abraham, Malkes Mechatzis, Ve'erech Eini Mechah, V'chim Dikaimu Ech Reb Shimon. So in other words, so he passed into the face, Manei Vachas Manei. Not like the Rambam. So the Lidor is Shanach Koei, V'sicha V'sicha V'fnis V'rachas Manei. Nei Diosa Ba'achille. Nei Diosa Ba'achille. Minateiro, Minei Morishin Tashbisu, so it implies in Israel, say, Yiv Tashbisu say, Oy Miloi Sishrat Al Chomitz. Kide Rabbe, so we see Shad Al Chomitz. So that implies that you're not allowed to share the Korban Pesach, so that for that there is a law. But since there is a law for Shechitas Korban Pesach, if he has Chomitz, so that also implies that Chomitz like Chatzis is also. Is also. But that's not a law. Only Avonisa, I know you're lacking in that era. Umalkis, nonetheless. Umalkis, nonetheless. Oma Mar, ומנין לו יכול חומץ משישו יסו ומאי לו שהוא אין בבלצה זה שנאמה מונסיך לו חומץ דיבר רבי יהודה אומר מן רבי שימן וכי אפשר לי מכים לא מתפונם על מונסיך לו חומץ שמסיונים טיפ רומצית so רבי יהודה שעפי קורום על רבי שימן so doesn't this posik imply that there is an analogy between Isa Chometz and the Chiyuv Matzeh just as the matzeh, the chiyuv matzeh begins only on Pesach. So the Isa Chometz also only begins on Pesach. Rabbi Yudeh Omoloch ha'hu mikei vei chivo afilu bizma'azeh udos. In other words, that hekesh of the posik, the seichel of Chometz, shibes yomol, the chiyuv matzeh is, so it's not a hekesh that just as the chiyuv matzeh he does not begin before Pesach night. So the Isa Chometz, the love of Chometz, doesn't begin before Pesach night, but it's a Hekesh. This Hekesh tells us that he is Manazeh, that there is no Korban Pesach. I could say, it seems the Torah says, Al Matzah Sumrein Yachlu. So Mimele is Manazeh, when there is no Mimele, there is no Korban Pesach. So there is no chiyuv of matzeh. So that Hekish tells us it's the whole chomet shivas yomim take all of matzeh. That just as the isa chomet is made with matzeh, just as with matzeh, so chiyuv of matzeh is also made with matzeh. That's the purpose of this Hekish. That's the purpose of the Hekish of the sefer chomet shivas yomim take all matzeh. How would chichon matzeh was? We have Shimon. We came the whole chivo minole. Now the Shimon learns out from that there is no Isa Chometz before Pesach. So how does he know? Where does he have it Roshe that there is a chiyuv that matzah is a chivo even nafkele in beretichu matzah. So that is superfluous. Because the Torah says already, we know already that there is a chiyuv of achilas matzah bizman haPesach. Al matzah sumrein yachlu. So why does the Torah have to mention another pasuk? The chiyuv of matzah b'erev techu matzeis to advise us that even when there is no chiyuv of matzah sumrein, when there is no korban Pesach, so there is still an independent. There is a chiyuv mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of matzah. So maybe we don't need the posik of Shivas Yom Tichol of Matzis. So we see all of Chomet Shivas Yom Tichol of Matzis. We have Yehude. So how can Rabbi Yehude say that the pshat in the posik of the Sichol of Chomet Shivas Yom Tichol of Matzis is to advise us that Matzis is a chayvo, but we don't need this posik in order to be advised by some people. That we know from the posik of Berav Teichu, we have Yudeh, mi boyo yo li tot mi tome vi shohoyim terem chay. Sal gdai te chamine, hoyo mi pesach, lo yeich, so matzo more,
Namelu Neichal. So that's why the Torah has to tell us Berach Techomatzeh. In other words, if the Torah did not mention the posik in the Hekesh of the Zichro of Chomitz, Shivas Yomim Techomatzeh, so then I could say that Bizman Hazeh, there is no Kom Pesach, so there is no Chiyuv of Matzeh. But Torah says no Matzeh Som Reil Yechol. So only when there is a Kom Pesach, Matzeh not. But you ask, the Torah says and mentions another posik, Be'erav Techomatzeis, so I could say the posik of Be'erav Techomatzeis also has reference to Zman Abayis. But why does the Torah have to mention the posik Be'erav Techomatzeis? Because if the Torah didn't mention the posik Be'erav Techomatzeis, just Al Matzeis Umreiv Yechlu, so then I would apply the halachas of Kom Pesach to Matzeh also. And I would say just Tomei der Recheiko is potter of Kom Pesach, so is potter of the mitzvah of Matzeh also, even Bizman Abayis. So that's why the Torah tells us Be'erav Techo Matzeis, that even one who is potter of Kom Pesach is Bizman Abayis. It was a Tomei der Recheiko, but Matzeh is Mechuyet. He's not potter of Chiyuv Matzeh. But only Bizman Abayis when there is a Kom Pesach. So Be'erav Techo Matzeis tells us that Bizman Abayis, so there is a chiyuv. So there is a chiyuv of Matzeh even for someone who is potter of a Kom Pesach. Masha'inkin Shaloi Bizman Abayis, then there is no chiyuv of Matzeh. So that's why the Torah has to mention another person of the Sikh of Chomish Yom Tov Matzeh is that even Bizman Hazeh, there is also a Chiyuv of Matzeh. The Rabbi Yudeh, we boy away, we told me, so the Posik of Rav Tichom Matzeh is needed in order to tell us that Tomi Derech Rechaik of Bizman Abay is Yisrael Matzeh. Yisrael Matzeh, the Rechaim Yom Pesach Leich, Matzeh Monam Leich, Chomash Veron. But I still wouldn't know that Bizman Hazeh, there is a Chiyuv of Matzeh, so we need a third Posik of the Zichur of Chomei, Shibas Yom Zichur of Matzeh is that even Bizman Hazeh, there is a Chiyuv of Matzeh. Rav Shimei. So how can Rav Shimei learn how the Halacha of Chiyuv of Bizman Hazeh from the Posik of Be'erav Techo Matzeh is, but from Be'erav Techo Matzeh is, We need Be'erav Techo Matzeis in order to be advised that the Tomei der Recheiko has to eat Matzeh Bizman Abayis. How do we know? How does Rav Shimei know that people is not saying there is a chiyuv of Matzeh? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimei, Tomei Shomei der Recheiko mitzricho, so we gora miyorei ubeleicho, yichzi, chorok, eleicho, beyu eleicho. Avleichu matzu moreya. So mele. So in order to be advised that the Tomei der Recheiko has to eat matzeh, is not potter of the mitzvah of matzeh Bizman Abayis. So we don't need a special posse for that, because we already have a posse that all of the Necha is not mufke of matzeh, even though he is mufke of Pesach. So just as the noble and Benecho. Now, Benecho has reference to two dafos. Benecho, first of all, has reference to Goy